Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
Yeah, man, it is the gentleman's roundtable on Kelman on Cliff Central. Let's say hello to Regular. He's playing with his mic stand. What's wrong with the mic stand?
It's not following my instructions.
Okay, how you, Schmangs?
I'm well, man. I feel fantastic.
Yeah, you're killing this YouTube thing. We're going to talk about it in a sec, right. But it has to do with blesses. Yes. So surprise, surprise.
Yeah,
let's also say hello to a special guest stars here, Paul Mojaji, who is a dance rock star extraordinaire. I can't believe this. Very few people can say that last year, President Barack Obama honored them with the Mandela Washington Young African Leaders Award. But that is, that's just your life, right, Paul?
Mr. Ari, how are you doing?
It's just your life, you know. Well, I'm not Obama, whatever. Is that a fair introduction? Just this guy that is so passionate about dance and doing unbelievable stuff. Is that a fair introduction?
Absolutely succinct. Kay. To the point.
Fantastic.
Yeah, man.
All right, so Paul's going to be weighing in on some of the stuff on the GRT today. Also, Lindo in the building. How are you, sir?
I'm very good in yourself.
Now, you're just, I can't even say you're just the dancer because you're this entertainer completely overall. People might know you, and this is crazy that people could possibly know you from the Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards in Holland where you performed, or
yes,
from Peter Pan,
yes,
or from, you know, your music being on Channel O and MTV Bass. They could know you from your new song. I mean, there's just a truckload that people can know you from. How would you introduce yourself?
Okay, this is Lindo, a professional dancer, a musician, a musical theater performer, a gymnast, a gym freak, everything.
So I should feel bad about the steers that I ate.
And you were also
part of
the teddy bears, which yes. I remember, and we've spoken about this before, Schmangs. What happened?
We actually, we're still working together.
Okay.
Yeah, just we left DJ Kio, so now we're still looking for another company.
Cool.
But at the moment, I'm focusing on my own.
Nice. Yeah, that's what you got to do.
Dope.
All right, we've got some heavy stuff on the gentleman's roundtable this afternoon. We've also got to touch base a little bit more with you guys in terms of what you're up to.
Sure.
But the reason I said at the beginning of this is that Schmangs is having a very good dance to do with blesses in a very weird way.
Yeah.
Is because of your docuseries on YouTube.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, everyone knows that we started Unfiltered at the beginning of this year, and we dropped our fifth episode 2 weeks ago. And it was the subject matter was blesses, and we literally went out and back to the city. We spoke to a whole lot of people about their thoughts on it, whether they're blesses or blessies or just around the whole topic. And we got some incredible responses. I mean, some people are like fighting me about the responses. I'm like, yo, this is just these are the views of the people.
Sure.
This is not, you know, we haven't made this up. We haven't edited in any way to misrepresent anyone. And yeah, so it's a subject that's obviously very topical now. When we first dropped the episode, it was just something that, you know, was top of mind for us. We didn't think that it would pick up so much steam in the last sort of week and a half since the Department of Health announced that they would be fighting blesses with 3 billion rands in the next 3 years, as well as obviously that the episode of Checkpoint that went out last week. That's since trended. I mean, I think it's still trending. And obviously that's helped boost our views, which is fantastic for us and our platform. But moreover, it's getting people talking about the subject.
You mind if I play a minute or two of that?
No, absolutely, go for it. It's actually only a minute and 50 seconds, so it's perfect.
Let's take a listen. This is Blesses, part of Unfiltered, the series of short documentaries on YouTube that Mungie's very involved in. And then we're going to converse around this Blesses, Blessies thing. Something also happened on Twitter recently with a young South African woman tweeting herself graduating with her friends and then saying anti-blesses and okay, we'll get into it.
Yeah.
This though, 18,523 views.
A blesser is basically a man or a woman actually that basically provides for their partner financially.
Every girl wants a blesser in the world we live in. I'm like, we need them.
If Ifune is Ben 10, right? Because I'm the blesser.
If he gives you money and a car, obviously you can't give him back money and a car.
I'm not bowling enough to be one yet. God knows what would happen if I am.
Influencers, especially young girls and young guys,
that are struggling and that are hungry for something.
It's like the stages of life. You have to buy a girl a drink to talk to her.
The minute a girl has a weave, a Louis bag, and likes heels, she's definitely getting blessed.
When I'm in sugar, I know I get everything I want from a young lady, actually. I go for sugar, young honeys, man.
They're creepy. Like, that's not right.
You meet a guy, and he's like, yo, and I'm like, but I can see your wedding ring. And he's like, how can we get around that? So,
in return, they want sex, and they want, you know, like the good.
After me blessing them, I'd expect them to actually come back to my crib. That's what it is.
People take their soul out just so they can fit in. Exactly that.
Go and be blessed. If you need to be blessed, I'm gonna bless myself.
I know that they ask for like sexual favors most of the time.
Somebody maybe who spoils their partner or who blesses.
If it's well with your conscience, if you're comfortable with it, girl, do your thing.
There's HIV, the dangers of getting killed by the jealous wife as a crime of passion, you know, amongst many other things.
It's on YouTube, it's Unfiltered. The topic is blesses. Okay, so Shmangs, in putting that together, you were obviously instrumental in putting it together. What was most interesting for you in terms of the different responses you received from people?
You know, I thought that a lot of men would be condoning it or would be supportive of this thing blesses, but actually most of the responses that we got from men were, you know, this is actually quite a despicable act and and on the other side of the coin is that we had a lot of responses from ladies who were like, you know, there's actually nothing wrong with this, you know, these are two people coming into some kind of arrangement that, you know, they both consent to, therefore they don't see anything wrong with it. Obviously there were a couple of people who were like, no, this is terrible, blah blah, and it's immoral, blah blah blah, but a lot of the ladies were like, you know what, there's absolutely nothing wrong with it. You know, I may not be getting blessed myself, but I don't judge those who are, and I don't look down upon them or any of that. So yeah, that took me back a bit, because I assumed that a lot of guys, you know, whether they're serious or not, would be like, oh no, this is amazing. Yeah, of course, I want to be a blesser one day if I got the money, or I am a blesser, or whatever the case may be. But yeah, that stood out for me.
Paul, what's going on in society? What's happening? What's your take?
Man, it's bad out there. I'm telling you, it's shocking stuff. It's actually interesting enough that they... episode you're talking about on Checkpoint was actually filmed in my hood in
Scrawl.
Okay.
Oh,
wow. Yeah,
and I saw you.
Stop. I'm the biggest blesser in town. Of course you should have.
Who was from your town? Because there was the young lady who was featured, and there was also the other African guy that was featured. Who was
And then the location inset that they put up, where they actually went to a club, where a venue where they actually together on Mondays.
Okay, cool.
That's exactly the location they chose for the episode. And it's a reality. You know, the saddest thing is that this has been going on for a long time. And we have a crazy thing here in South Africa of being like obsessed with a new term. Like, it's right now hashtag blesses. Yeah, but I mean, you know, 2 years ago it was hashtag something else.
Sugar daddies.
Exactly. There we go. It's the oldest form of tradition that's been around for a long time. And I think for me, it speaks down to really empowerment of girls. And I think it's not even about throwing in 3 billion or a million or whatever into a campaign. It's really about educating young girls to have a different approach towards self, how they respect themselves. Because I mean, you look at a situation like, I'm sure that's what happened with her, and if you read clearly into that story, you realize that it's not about abuse. It's really about the power dynamics of money, and how, you know, you relate to someone who funds your lifestyle. I mean, if she was independent enough, I think she wouldn't have been in the same position. So I think it's really it's a very sad tradition.
Yeah, I'm sure. So obviously opening up, we were speaking about a little earlier on to Drum Magazine about being abused in a case of having an abusive ex. Lindo, what's your take on blesses and blessees? And
it's actually sad, eh? Because I have a friend who's also a blesser. Like, that guy is bowling. I won't lie to you.
Really?
Yeah, like, he's bowling. He'll spend like 50K within 4 hours in a club.
Damn. Jeez.
Like, I want that friend.
Yeah, right.
But the thing is,
what are you offering up?
But if I ask him, hey bro, give me like 5K, he's gonna be like, dog, ish, I'm low. But when it's a goal, trust me, he'll take it out.
So how does it work? I mean, so he will drop this money in a club, and then how does the How does it get initiated? Have you seen this in action?
Yeah, I have, actually.
Okay,
I
what
have.
Happens?
It's actually a movie, eh? You get in a club. Okay, they obviously organize a table for you guys. You know, everyone is looking like, oh, then who are those guys? And then in few minutes, you see like a bottle of Belvedere, Ciroc, Moet, you know, cricket on top. Like, it's like a Christmas party. Then after a few minutes later, because I don't drink alcohol, so I'm the guy who's always laid back. I'm checking out.
I'm
just estimating how much money you have spent so far. And then after like 2 hours, like, huh? 27,000? Just really? Like that.
And so the women start coming towards the table, or did they come in with him?
They just come without even him calling them. Okay. You know, because they can see that, okay, those guys, they've got style.
You can spot a blesser mile away.
Trust me. Then, obviously, after having fun, like, hey, we booked the hotel, Hilton Hotel. You guys are going together, you know. They can't say no. They can't say no.
Is it weird that, look, as much as I find the act of blessing, especially from the male to female perspective, because of the power dynamics that Paul was saying earlier on, I find it quite like it's quite a revolting act. But on the flip side, I wouldn't mind being blessed myself.
No,
genuinely. If an older woman, you know, who looked like Gabrielle Union or Halle Berry,
unfortunately, you won't get that.
No, but for real, though, I just thought about it. I was like, you know what? I make a pretty decent living. I'm independent. I don't ask anyone for money.
True.
But if a woman said to me, "Listen, Schmangs, if you know, once a month, you just gotta service me, and in exchange, I'm gonna give you like 10 grand or whatever," I would do it. When real talk, I would do it.
I would do it.
But especially if she's good looking. And of course, I mean, we're talking about keeping it safe, right?
Yeah. This is in the context of you not being in a relationship.
Yes, of course, yes.
And if you were, it would probably change. And I wonder though, like 6 months into it, how you would start to feel. I don't know.
For me, obviously, because I stand to gain financially and for a particular needs. So I think if I would probably do it maybe like 3 months. After three months, maybe after 3 months, I'm like 30 to 60,000 rand.
Well, you paid off your MacBook.
And, yeah, of course. Then okay. I can afford to buy a new camera. I can afford to buy new sound gear. You know what I mean?
So I've put your ad on Gumtree. Let's see how it does.
All right, excellent.
Okay, it is an interesting. I mean, that's a powerful statement that you said that. Some people are probably thinking
I'm just
that
being
though.
Honest, man.
But I think it's again, you're not in a relationship. It would probably you wouldn't do this if you were married. Yeah. And you wouldn't do this. Would you do this with a married woman?
No, definitely not.
Because a lot of the blessers are married.
Yes.
And they're older men. It's like dodgy. Yeah.
But on the flip, also, I've got a friend, right, who's being blessed, if you want to call it that. But literally, I am not kidding with you. I'm not kidding. This dude will call him, like, quite randomly, but usually about maybe once, twice a month. Call him. Now, he'll be chilling with his mates. Like, she just literally goes, whether it's Hilton or that Gautrain Hotel, Gautrain Station Hotel or whatever, and she just gets paid, I'm not kidding, 15,000 Rand to just sit with this guy, have drinks with him, with his mates. Obviously, it's almost like a trophy. She does no sexual favors, nothing whatsoever.
And how did they initiate? How does that relationship initiate?
I need to ask her how they linked up with this dude. But she swears on her life, and I believe her because she's a good friend of mine. This dude literally calls her up. I mean, he's overseas most of the time, but when he's in South Africa, he'll call her up. "Listen, I'm chilling with my homies, come through, and we just love your company. And if you got one or two hot friends with you, come through."
Bring
too.
Them through.
Is she hot as well?
No, she's gorgeous. She's drop dead gorgeous. But they don't even sleep with her. They just want her to be just there.
Like
there.
A hostess.
She's yeah. like, yeah, there we go. Like escorting.
Almost like escorting.
Pretty much. Unofficially
yeah.
so.
Oh yeah. And this is an independent woman who has a pretty good job, you know what I mean, pays her own way through life, and yet
it's like being a promo girl. Yeah, it's I think it's different though because there's no sex involved.
True. Very true.
And that's
true.
I think where it does cross a bit of a line.
Absolutely.
I got to pick up on anti-blessers, which is trending on Twitter today. This is because Nkamo Goodness on Twitter tweeted hashtag anti-blessers. When young women are busy searching for blessers, we out here. A picture of her and her friends at graduation, and then it says, "Goal achieved, God." So people have been knocking blessers. This tweet then came out, and people have been bashing her for saying that she's being judgmental of other women, so much so that she apologized for putting that tweet out in the first place.
Crazy.
That is insane.
I was just,
crazy.
That's, I mean, like, we live these in Twitter a people.
No, come on.
man.
No, no, we live in a different time. I guess with that is that people see you as being judgmental or judging others when you know, when you express your views about it. So I think, yeah, I think it's crazy.
Yeah, look, it is a bit of a gray area. I mean, Mangi, you were just saying earlier that if you're doing it from an empowerment point of view where there's some level of attraction on this person or connection, then it's a little bit of a different. I mean, gifting has been there for a long time. To this day, a lot of husband and wives still have a relationship where their language of love is that they gift each other. Like, the wife loves expensive things. And it's okay if it's within that context. So I think, you know, girls also need to understand, or rather, we need to approach it from a point of understanding where the power dynamics are.
Yeah.
Because if you are at a point where you're sick, where you're compromising your own sense of self,
yes,
worth and respect, then yeah, it's just, I don't know, it's a little bit for me.
No, I absolutely agree.
Look, absolutely, regardless of what we say, it's gonna probably continue, so it kind of just to a large extent is what it is.
How do you feel about it? I've
been trying to figure out who in this equation has the lower self-esteem. Is it the blesser or the blessee?
Both.
Yeah. Because the person that's paying money for company, obviously there's an issue there. And the person who's taking the money, obviously there's an issue there that they maybe don't value themselves enough to be more than that. I don't want to be judgmental on it, though. I do, however, become judgmental. Like when I was watching the ENCA documentary, where it's not necessarily that she needs the money from the blesser so that she can sustain herself or pay off her degree. It's so that she can literally show the cameras her Gucci handbag and her, which for then it becomes a huge problem for me, because I think that if it's happening in the context of it's somebody that's desperate, not that I can understand it, but it's easier for me to try and begin to maybe understand it.
Yeah.
But in the context of someone who's doing it because they want to go to Santon Diamond Walk and they want a Prada this and a Louis Vuitton that.
Instagram.
Instagram. Yeah. Then I'm just like, that is so, that is just really low self-esteem and you need to check yourself.
Yeah. It's so weird. One of the responses we got towards the end of the shoot, the one dude was like, he was genuinely frustrated and annoyed. He was like, you know what, I can't stand these guys that are doing this, because it's almost as if in their time, meaning when they were younger, they obviously didn't have the means to provide or to you know what I mean, to provide to their ladies or to their girls or whatever. And now that they have the means, they're taking our girls. And I was like, that's a really interesting way of putting it. And the way, you know, and I was like, wow, I never thought of it like that. But when you look at it, when you actually like break it down, a lot of the guys, like, I mean, if you're already cheating on your wife with a younger girl, a girl who could be maybe your daughter's age, there's a fucking huge problem right there and there.
Yeah, that's right there and there.
Yeah. You must have the most, like, the lowest self-esteem.
Yeah.
Or something wrong with you fundamentally for you to even do that. For you to, there's a difference between if I go to a strip club and then I pay an X amount to have sex. Right there and there, I'm just paying an X amount and there's almost like no feeling to it, you know, nothing. I won't even remember who that girl is the next day. But now I know you. I call you regularly. In exchange for sexual favors, I give you money. Maybe it's something that my wife can't give me, or whatever the case may be. But the issue surely has to be with me.
Okay, let's see how that progresses. But you can check out Shmangs' documentary online as well. Okay, we've got to very quickly touch on this. This decision is being lauded, and actually I think it is fantastic, the SABC deciding to play 90% local music.
Ooh la la.
Yeah. Music to our ears.
Shout out to the teddy bears.
Music shout out, man. The one thing I want to ask, and you're a musician, is how the hell do royalties work? Because I've seen, the only criticism I've seen is that the SABC are still behind on RISA payments. If it goes through RISA, how does it work in terms of getting royalties? Do you get money if the SABC play your song?
We do. Actually, like whenever they play your music, there's money that you're gonna get, but you don't get it instantly. You get it like after 6 months, sometimes after a year. So if your song is on high rotation, trust me, you're bowling.
How much money does one get if your song's on high rotation? How much money do you get?
You can get even $1 million.
Really?
Yes, even $2 million. Yes.
Wow.
A lot of money.
Was it like 2 months ago when Don Laga posted on Facebook and he was showing the returns that he was getting from Resource Tamra, and it was like 3,000 rand or something like that.
Exactly.
And this is ridiculous. I mean, this is an established legend. I want to know how and who monitors it though.
No, it's Sam. Can you dispute it? Because whenever you submit the song, they need the what's this? Is it ISRC code?
Okay.
Yes, to show that your music is registered. So if it's not, then they won't play your music. You know.
So is it all paid up? Because some people have said that it's not fully paid up, and so great 90%. But if the previous wasn't even paid up properly or properly administrated, then this is going to be even worse.
No, but ish. This thing, Joe, I won't lie to you, it's been happening for years, you know. It's been happening for years whereby your song is playing on radio, but when in terms of royalties you get like 3,000 or 5,000. It's sad, you know, because they're playing international artists, they're making money, their music has been distributed in the whole world, yeah. You know, and us, we're limited. Not every artist has broken through to the international market yet, you know.
No, I think it's very, very cool. As long as it's administered properly, I think it's very, very dope.
Yeah, it is about time too as well, you know, we feel. I mean, because music really creates a country's identity and it gives you a sense of, you know, the times you live in.
Yeah.
So from that point of view, I think it's really like about time.
Yeah.
We really
I've been hopping on about this for years. I was like, I can't believe we're probably the only African country, at least that I had been to, where we play mostly music that's not our own. And can I touch on a point though that got me wild up, but I just didn't say anything on social media because I've been getting into trouble for that. A lot of my white friends were like, this is unacceptable, wah, 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 wah. Okay, not a lot, but a few of them were like, this is unacceptable, blah, 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 blah. And I actually challenged them on that because at no point did the SABC COO say this is limited to African music in the sense of language or culture or whatever. So I was like, this is fantastic. That means people like Jack Perro and all these people need to make more music for us to be able to fill this quota.
Yeah,
and
it's they just good overall.
They couldn't wrap their heads around the fact that it's not just house or hip hop or whatever that's, you know, perceived to be black music, but actually South African music. Treffers, everyone, Steve Hofmeyr, everyone. Mm.
But another thing for upcoming artists, they need to be very careful because they mustn't just get excited that okay, it's 90% local. Because now you have to make sure that your song is mastered proper.
Mm.
The mixing, it's proper as well. Can you imagine how many songs do they get a day now? Since everyone knows that it's 90%.
Yeah.
You know?
Jeez, I didn't think of that. Yeah, there must be who's out the door dropping off music.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, very, very good move. Obviously, they said that by July, they want SABC TV to be 80% local. Is that going to work?
I would love to know what the percentage is right now. I would imagine it's more local than international.
But yeah, we've made great strides.
80% is a lot. My only question with that was, you know, with music, it's all already there, but with TV shows, they have to be commissioned and made. So by July, in 2 months, to up the amount of local programming is going to be tricky.
But Ari, have you been checking out SABC lately? A lot of the content already there is South African produced stuff.
Yeah. I mean,
I remember in the early 2000s, SABC used to be like all these American sitcoms and series.
Yeah, yeah.
But they've really washed that out. So it's been something that's been
just
progressively...
just SABC 3, bro.
yeah, there we go, actually. Good point.
Just SABC 3 holding back that 80%.
Right.
Do you think that this puts a lot of pressure on private media companies that have a lot of overseas stuff? And this is across the board, from your radio stations, like your 947s, even your Kaya to a certain extent. Do you think it's going to put pressure on them to do more local? And also, DSTV, I mean, if we're talking local, they're not really there, right?
Yeah.
Well, we hope it will. We really hope it will. I mean, it's a step in the right direction. You must think about the number of musicians out there who've been struggling to get their music out there, the number of production houses. True. I know so many of my young friends that have studied film productions and that have production houses, but they're like, we don't have platforms and spaces to actually, you know, commission our work. Yeah. So I think this is going to be great for the industry as well, that it's going to grow it. It's going to give people more opportunities. I mean, Lindo mentioned a very important thing about quality.
Mm.
Yeah, sure. It's going to also raise the quality high, but you look at the number of telenovelas we're producing in this country right now. And soapies. I remember a time when it was just Generations.
Yeah.
That was like the only key soapie. But right now, the market is open, which means more young cats are going to come up and create content.
Because another thing, like when you look into SA Music, like a year you get like three newcomers. a year. Like this year, okay, last year it's like MT, Nasty C, and who else? Maybe it's like only four. And when you check the international, like every weekend, when you're watching like a music show, every week there's a new artist, a new artist, a new artist. So now it's about time, eh?
Yeah. Because the talent is there.
Yeah.
But the platforms aren't enough.
All right. Well, that's shifted around. That's good. It's a good move.
I mean, I hope they're going to throw money at this as well. You know, I'm talking about from a producing content perspective. You know, you can't just say, look, we want 80% local productions, but then you're not willing to invest.
And then unlike put repeats on, yeah.
Yeah.
Can't unlike, be SABC uncle.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Can't be that. Okay. Yeah. We got to wrap this up, but we have to get to the shameless plug from everyone. We've got about a minute each. And then, Paul, if you could wind in also just a very quick overview of where Choreography is at in SA in a minute. I don't know how you're going to do that. But let's try. Let's kick it off with you. The final take, how to keep up with you. And just finally, what's on your mind?
Well, you can keep up with me on my website. I'm on www.paulmujaji.com. And you should be able to find out all my social networks there. But in terms of where Choreography is right now in South Africa, we are booming right now. There's so many television shows. Theater is at its, you know, great time right now. We're shooting commercials. So there is a lot of work there. So it's exciting times. It really is.
Is Somizi your biggest competitor?
Why does the Somizi ghost always follow me around? Why everywhere I go, they're like, your choreographer, so Somizi.
No. Only reason I say this is because, I've got a lot of love for Somji. But I feel like he gets all the work, and therefore sometimes, not all the time, sometimes, especially for his live stuff, like whether it's a big soccer match or whatever, it's lazy. That choreography is lazy as shit, and it's because I feel like he doesn't get enough competition.
Oh.
What's your take on that?
I'm getting hot in studio.
I'm not trying to ruffle any feathers. It's just an observation.
It's fine. So Monkey does a show here. He'll understand.
Okay, great. Monkey, here's my take on this Somizi thing, and I'm sticking to my guns.
Yeah.
People must stay in their own lanes and create their own opportunities. Somizi is out there doing his thing. You want to break into certain doors? Go out there and put yourself out there. Do you know what I mean? And I think that's been my thing. And beyond that, the pond is bigger than just South Africa. I do so much work internationally. Okay. I'm going to the continent this year. I'm going to 12 countries. So people must just really, like, if you want to take Somizi out, go for it.
Yeah.
But don't criticize him for working, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Linda?
Okay. I'm actually dropping my new single. It's going to be on your radio stations in the next 2 weeks or so.
Cool.
Yeah, produced by Mesh Beats. I'm working with Jovi Slash on this one. It's my new solo track. It's actually the second song. Yeah, and last year, it was a huge challenge for me because I was signed. I used to work in a group, and now I had to do everything by myself, and I wasn't signed to any recording label. So to be an artist, trust me, it's not an easy thing, especially when you're an independent artist. Like, you need money. Like, you need money to shoot your own music videos, to submit. You have to drive from here, whether Pulukwane to go submit, because some of them, they don't even check their emails, you know. But anyway, my song will be available on iTunes, MTN, Vodacom, downloads. Yeah, I'm on social media, Facebook, Lin_To on Instagram. Yep, that's me.
Power, Schmangs?
So we're dropping our sixth episode of Unfiltered tomorrow. The topic is racism and race relations, which I think is still quite topical. We shot it some time back, but you know, it's a pretty timeless topic. Other than that, so that's TV_Unfiltered, and I'm at Schmangs. And in closing, I think that old men need to stop being fucking creepy, man. Leave
they
our
must
little
chill,
girls
man.
Alone.
They must chill.
Leave our little girls alone. But not the same for women. You can come place me.
All right. That there is the GRT. Guys, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, bro. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.